Psalm 13. And ask that God would use this to focus our attention and help us to concentrate on Him and on His Word. And no Christian has ever lived who did not face the kind of a situation that the writer of this psalm was facing at the time that he wrote it. If you can't remember when you have in the past, let me go ahead and say the time will come when you will in the future. It just is a thing that happens to every person. So read these words thoughtfully, and then we're going to sing them together. I'll read the first stanza, and then you read the second one. There's a sort of a theme here. Long, how long, how long, how long? How long wilt thou forget me, Lord? Shall it forever be? Oh, how long shall it be that thou wilt hide thy face from me?
How long shall I acclaim my soul with grief and heart all day? How long shall my enemy hold his hopeless way?
Consider me, O Lord my God, and answer thou my cry. O to my ears give light, lest I should sleep with those who die. But I have trusted in thy love. I'll thy salvation praise. My heart will sing and bless the Lord who dealt with me in grace. It's the nature of sorrow and trouble that once it begins to hit a person, it's always accompanied by the impression that this is going to go on forever. There won't be any end to it. It's almost as impossible to look forward to the time when we'll be out of that trouble as it is to remember back to the time when we weren't in that trouble. And it's one thing, that trite phrase, it'll feel good when it quits hurting. Yeah, you can say that. But you really can't project, I mean when you're really hurting, when everything falls to pieces. You just can't imagine that there was ever a time when it wasn't, and there's ever going to be a time when it isn't. Martin Luther coined a little phrase: when hope itself despairs, then only despair can begin to hope. Which maybe holds a little bit of a clue to it, but that was the experience of this man here. And this is not just, somebody might say, well, that's an Old Testament idea that we really didn't see much of an answer to until Jesus came and died on the cross and lived among us. In the book of Revelation, you find over and over again the souls under the altar. I mean, they're already in heaven. But they're crying out, how long, O Lord, how long? I don't know whether they can see earth or not from up there. Heaven is going to be heaven, and I think if we see too much of earth from up there, I can't see how it keep on being heaven. But I do know that those people are crying out, how long are you going to let that go on down there? How long? So this is a thing that carries all through the Bible. How long wilt thou forget me, Lord? Shall it forever be? How long shall it be that thou wilt hide thy face from me? You know, if these words weren't in the scripture, I'd think, boy, no Christian ever talked that way. I mean, that's doubting God. But he knows that those thoughts are going to be there. And he says, furthermore, I want to put them down here so you will sing them. You will sing them. Now, that's the difference. Just to have them as a thought, they could become doubt. But when you get them out where you can hear yourself say them out loud and sing them out loud, something's going to happen to them and they're no longer doubt. You're being honest. You're being honest. And you're saying, God, this is just the way I feel. He says, well, when you feel that way, sing it to me. And when you sing it to me, then I'll change it. How long shall I plan in my soul with grief in heart all day? Oh, how long shall my enemy hold his exalted sway? I don't know where David was when he wrote these words. Maybe cooped up in some cave down there, and Saul's troops are outside, and it's hot, and they're hungry, and they don't know how long they're going to be there, and the king is staked out outside, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And if he goes from that one, they have to go to another one. I don't know where he was at the time, but he says, I just don't think there's ever going to be any end to this thing. One thing after another. And he just begins his prayer down in stanza 3. Consider me, O Lord my God, and answer thou my cry. To my eyes give light, lest I should sleep with those who die. And whether you've ever looked into the eyes of a person who is dying or not. But there's light there. And then the next time when you look, there's not light. And there's a fading out of the light. That's what he's talking about. That's just as practical as you can get. He's right down to the point of dying. And lest my enemy should say, I have him overcome. Lest adversaries should rejoice. Because I see we got him. We got him. We killed him off. You weren't able to protect him, Lord. World's getting worse and worse. You can't do anything about it. He says, lest that happen. Lest that happen. And then he comes to that triumphant note at the end. But I have trusted in thy love. I'll thy salvation praise. I think he may have sung that through clenched teeth. But he was singing it. My heart will sing and bless the Lord who dealt with me in grace. Watch for the time, because it'll come when you're going to need that. Let's stand and sing it together now.